Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Studying this chapter of the various ways of doing various good deeds, and Allah has opened many ways for us to do good deeds. The hadith that we read yesterday, the second hadith, also showed towards that there are 360 joints in the body, and daily we should give sadaqah for each of them. So that won't be so easy, but then according to the chapter, this hadith is quoted in this chapter, that there are many ways of giving that sadaqah. Reading Subhanallah is also sadaqah. Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Commanding what is right, forbidding what is wrong, all that is also sadaqah. And reading two rakats of chash namaz is sadaqah on behalf of all of that. So all the things that we have to do, there are many ways or many things that we can do which are righteous and good. Very important also with regard to that is we should see in which is the most reward and the most sawab. Just like if we have got money to invest, we try and invest it where we will get the maximum returns. Like that, our time which we are giving for doing good deeds, we should also see which are those amal in which we are getting our maximum return. Also at the same time, when a person is investing, his first worry is, I must not suffer a loss. My capital also goes away. Instead of making some profit, I lose everything. He's worried of that. So the same way, we must not be into doing some amal which have got a bid'at in them. We will be doing the amal, but because of the bid'at, we are losing, we are not gaining. Or if there are words of shirk in what we are reading, and we are not aware of that. Therefore, it's very necessary to have a sheikh, to go to an alim, what kitabs we are reading, to see even the kitabs which we are reading, if we are reading the wrong kitabs, then we will go completely off and we will go astray. Today, with Googling anything on the Google, etc., on the internet, many people have broken up their marriages, women. Many people have gone astray completely because of doing the wrong thing. So we should do the right thing, and in that, what is the best for us. Further to that, to the hadith, the bounty and blessing of every joint in the human body is immense. We all know that these joints, if we didn't have just one joint, just the elbow joint for example, we won't be able to eat. If our hands were straight like that, we won't be able to do so many things. So every joint is so valuable, and as it is said, "Orifat al-na'matu idha fuqidat," that a na'mat is appreciated when it is lost. Like this, we don't appreciate it. But may Allah save us. If we have to lose any na'mat, we have to lose our eyesight, then we realize the value of it. We have to lose, we can't anymore bend our knees, for example. And there is great pain, then we realize the na'mat of it. Fortunate are those that while they have the na'mat, and they meditate on this, and they make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Not that when it is taken away, then we appreciate. Then of course it's far too late. So anyway, these are great, great na'mats. Every joint in the body is a very great na'mat of Allah Ta'ala. One can well understand their value when one considers those who are incapacitated. Other people who may be paralyzed, people who are permanently on a wheelchair, etc., and they have to manage on their own, going to toilet, whatever they have to do. We should see that, and we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And we should fear that that condition should not come on us. Because of that, we should give our sadaqah regularly. And we protect and this na'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Hence, when one awakes every morning, safe from sickness and difficulty, one needs to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. At least we should read the du'as in the morning, that Allah, I was dead, you brought me back to life. Allah, my body is still functioning properly. My brain is functioning. I can still see, etc. Innumerable na'mats in the morning, our worldly na'mats, then our iman is intact. We are getting up to come for Fajr. We are going to be making wudu. What great ni'mat. There is water for us to make wudu. What if there is no water? And then also it's a big problem. How many innumerable ni'mat. We should really think about it. We shouldn't be like zombies just carrying on and not even understanding what's happening around us. All these great ni'mat, we should make shukr for them. Hence, when one awakes every morning, save from sickness and difficulty, one needs to be grateful to Allah. Charity has been suggested for this purpose as it repels calamities and difficulties. The best form of shukr is monetary, that is money that we give, that is sadaqah that we give. And every person should at least once a day give some sadaqah. Whether it's 50 cents, 1 rand, 2 rand, whatever we can, but on a daily basis we should give some sadaqah. And charity does not decrease our wealth, it increases our wealth. It saves us from problems. We don't give, for example, in the days of before when we had parking meters on the roads, and you had to put in a 50 cents, and then for half an hour, 1 hour, you can park there. But a person who wants to save that 50 cents, he thinks, I will get away, the traffic officer won't be passing there, and I'll get saved. So he doesn't put a 50 cent. Then he gets a ticket of 100 rand. We wanted to save 50 cents, and now he has to pay 100 rand a fine. Like that, when we didn't give our charities, then we also get fined by Allah Ta'ala. Now we face a sickness. We wanted to save 2 rand, now we are spending 200,000 on medical expenses. Now some other problem we have got. We bumped a car somewhere, and now that is arguments and fights with the person who bumped it or who we bumped and all that. Maybe some court cases also. And after that, fixing up on all that problem because we wanted to save a 2 rand. And because of that, we go into so much of difficulty. One of our workers many years ago, going through the felt home, and there were crooks on the way, and they apprehended them. So he started running away, and then they shot him. And he spent 6 months in the hospital. Afterwards, when he came, he said, I only had a 2 rand. I wanted to save my 2 rand, and there I was 6 months in the hospital. So many times like that we think, and even worse than that is we want to save that 2 rand, that 50 cents, and Allah makes us that we decide to go for a holiday overseas and we spend half a million rand, which is also wasted money. Though we think we are enjoying ourselves, but we went and waste half a million rand because we wanted to save 5 rand. So it is very prudent and wise that a person gives charity and sadaqah. Allah saves from lot of problems. By giving in charity, it is hoped that the joints of the body will remain sound and healthy. Allah Ta'ala will protect, and these are the true remedies which we have been given, the remedies of our deen. Charity is a very great remedy for many and all difficulties. Amongst many, many other things, charity is a very great thing. The zikr of Allah is very great. We should do regularly. And if we make our namazes and do them properly, how namaz should we make? Concentration, devotion, etc. Then see what namaz will give us. Namaz, for example, has been declared that it stops us in the salata, tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, from all fahsha, lewd sins, disgraceful sins, and all evil things namaz will stop us from. If we make effort on ourselves, our children, inshallah there will be no drug addict. When our namazes are not in order, then all these, the alcoholic a person becomes. A person goes on porn sites on the phone because our namaz is not correct. If we correct our namaz and we are saved from being a drug addict or somebody in the family or being an alcoholic, etc. So if our deen comes right, our dunya will also come right. But we don't think in that direction. We unfortunately also think how the kuffar think. the way thinking of a mu'min is supposed to be completely different. That our deen comes in order, Allah will make our dunya come in order. And this is a clear command of Allah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. When we make our namazes correct, we will be saved from fahsha' and munkar. May Allah give us understanding, work on our deen, and get out the benefits of deen also, dunya also, and akhirat also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.